The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Sanhedrin, this Masechet has been sponsored anonymously. Nirfu'ah Shinema Dina Bat Sara. Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Enna Rifanada, Rifuata Nefesh, Rifuata Guf, Rifuata. Romana Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen.
Daf Kuf Bet, today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham Ben Ester. Ruach Hashem Tenechanu Begon Eidon, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Asher Madina Batzara. Enna Rifan Adar for the Nefesh, for the Guf, for Atak, Rabbala Bovechin Yirason, Renomar, Amen. We begin today's daf on Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, and we are starting Amar Rav Nachman. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Nachman, Gesut HaRuach Shehayah Bo BeYerovam, Tridato Min HaOlam. The arrogance that Yerovam ben Nevat had is what took him out of this world. Shne'emar VaYomer Yerovam BeLibo. Yerovam said, he was worried that the kingdom is going to go back to the Malchut Bet David. Yerovam, after all, was from the kings of Israel. At that time, there was a split kingdom. There was the Davidic dynasty on one side, and then the kings of Israel. He was threatened, in his brain at least, that the dynasty of David is going to take over his kingdom. Why? For all the Jewish people go up to Jerusalem to bring the korbanot, they're going to become loyal to Rehavam, the son of Shlomo. They're going to kill me. And they're going to go return their loyalty to Rehavam. What was he threatened about? Why was he so worried? Amad. Immediately, we have a tradition. The end yeshiva ba'azara ilan ha-melchim bet Yehuda b'lvad. In the azara of the Beit HaMikdash, only the kings from Yehuda, from Beit David, are allowed to sit in the azara, in the courtyard. Kivan de hazul el rechavam di yativ va'ana ka'imna. When I go up to Jerusalem, I'm going to be standing and he's going to be sitting. Oh, what's going to be? Savre ha-malka va'avda. The people are going to say, the Habab's the king and I'm the servant. The Yativna, and if I sit, I'm not allowed to sit. Moreh b'malchut habay. It's moreh b'malchut, because only the Davidic kings are allowed to sit. The Katlili, and they're going to kill me. V'azlu batre, and they're still going to go after him. So no matter what I do, if I stand, I don't win. If I sit, I don't win. I get killed. Miyad. So immediately, v'yiva'etz ha-melech. So right away, he said, I have to divert them from going to Jerusalem. So he made two golden calves. You don't have to go to Jerusalem anymore. Right? So he put two agalim, one in the north, one in the south, and diverted the Jewish people to go worship these agalim. My v'yivaitz, v'yivaitz is he took advice. What do you take advice from? Amar of Yehuda, she'oshiv rasha etzel tzaddik. He made a scheme. He took a rasha, and he put him next to a tzaddik. What does that mean? Amar lihu, hatmitu al kol da'avidna. He went to the tzaddikim of the generation, and he told them, I need you to sign on anything that I tell you to. Amar lehen, they said, of course, you're the king, whatever he tells, we'll sign. Amar lihu, listen, I want to become the king. Of course, why not? We'll sign. Call the Amin al-Ikhu Avditu. Anything I tell you to do, you're going to do. Amru Lehin. He said, yes. Even to worship Avodah Zarah. If I tell you to do it, will you sign a paper? Amar le Tzaddik. So the Tzaddik says, Hasb Shalom. What do you mean? We can't sign a paper like that. Amar le Rasha le Tzaddik. So the Rasha, who was standing next to him, tells the tzaddik, "Sarkadatak the gavraki Yerovam padach la'avodat chavim. You think a great man like Yerovam ben Nevat, he's going to worship avodah zara? Ela leminsinu hu dekabae. He's testing you. Ikabelitu lemimre. If you're just going to accept his words, let's say he's just testing it to see how loyal you are. What do you think? He doesn't mean that. He's exaggerating. So they signed. So the Rasha took the tzaddik into signing. So now he had a whole paper legalizing his Avodah Zarah. Ve'af achaya shiloni. Da'a. Even the prophet, achaya shiloni, he made a mistake. Ve'hatam. And he signed. Again, same story. He thought, you know, Avraham was just testing them. He was bluffing. What did it mean? He's going to worship Avodah Zarah mamash. It means, see how loyal they are. There was a fellow king. He was called Yehu. Yehu was considered tzaddik gadol. Shneemar vayomer Hashem et Yehu ya'an asher etivot al asot yashar be'einai. God said, because she did the right things in my eyes. Kichol asher bilbabi asita lebet Ahav bene. Oh, so what did he do? Because he killed out the family of Ahav. Ahav was Avodah Zarah people. Yehu killed out the family of Ahab. So God says, because she did the right thing, you're going to have four generations of kings that come out of you. Uchtiv, Yehu as great as he was, he didn't follow the ways of God wholeheartedly. He still went after Avodah Zarah. Even Yehu, that was a tzaddik and all that, he got drawn into Avodah Zarah. My garmale, what caused him? I thought he's a tzaddik. Amar Abaye, Brit Kiruta L'Sfatayim. Abaye says, because he opened his mouth. Brit Kiruta L'Sfatayim, there's a brit, there's a contract with the lips. When a person says something, he has to be very careful. Even though he doesn't mean it, but it can happen. When he killed Ahav, how did he kill the people of Ahav? He got them together in a place. How do you get them in the place? He told them, what do you think? I also worship Avodah Zarah like you. Come over here, we'll worship Avodah Zarah together. So by saying it, the Gemara says he ended up happening. Shneimar, Ahav avad ba'al me'at, Yehu ya'avdinu harbe. He said, Ahav, you worship the Baal a little. Yehu's going to worship the Baal a lot. It wasn't his intention at the time. His intention was to draw in Ahav and know that eventually will kill him, like he did. But since he said it, Gemara says, "Brit Kiruta L'Sfatayim." Rava Amar, Rava says, "Not." There's another reason that Yehu got drawn after Avodah Zarah, and this is what we need for. Chotamo shel Achaya Shiloni ra'a v'ta'a. He saw the signature of the prophet Achaya Shiloni that signed off on the document. He said, if Achaya Shiloni is a tzaddik, he signed off the document, must be it's okay. So it's a proof that even Achaya Shiloni signed the document. Yechtiv, the Pasuk says, V'shachata setim he'amiku v'ani musar lechulam. What is this Pasuk referring to over here? It says, the nation that was they swayed away from the ways of Hashem, they went deep in their wickedness in order to slaughter Korbanot Avodah Zarah. Not only did they have to go to the Egel, but they worshiped Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hei mi'aymiku mesheli. They were more strict on their gezerot than even me. Ani amarti, I said what? 3 times a year you have to go to Jerusalem. Kol she'enu ole l'regel over ba'aseh. My rule was, whoever doesn't go up to Jerusalem, you transgress that positive commandment. And they went and said, whoever goes up to Jerusalem for the regel, they're going to be slain by the sword. And they went even more strict than my own gezerot. To the other side, of course. Now, Amiku, that's the pasuk. Amiku, they went deeper than me. I said, you don't go up, you get the Oved and Aseh. They said, you do go up, you get slain by the sword. Why they do that? Because they wanted them to go to the Egel to worship Avodah Zarah to bring Korbanot. So that was Veshachata Setim. They wanted them to bring Korbanot that swayed them away from Hashem. He'aymiku. They even went deeper than me.
ויבעתהי וירבעם יצא מירושלים וימסה אותו החיה שילוני הנביא בדרך והוא מתכסה בסלמה החדשה. So it says, it was that time Yerovam left Jerusalem. Ahaya Shiloni saw Yerovam on the derech, and he was wearing a new garment. Yerovam was wearing a new salma, a new garment. So it says, Ahaya took the garment of Yerovam, and he tore it into 12 parts. And he told Yerovam, take 10 parts for yourself. Because God says, a prophecy that is going to split the kingdom of Shlomo. This is when Yerovam became king. Originally there was only one king. There was David, and then Shlomo, and then the Shlomo's son. But then as a result of sins, God split the kingdom up. That was the prophecy. When he ripped his garment, he said, you take 10 tribes, and the other two tribes are going to be under Yehuda. So it says, Tana, Mishum Nabi Yosef. It says, Ba'etahi. At that time, Gemara says, that was a time that was destined for calamity. Every time it says in the Torah, Ba'etahi, it's either talking about the time was destined for good things or the time was destined for bad things. Gemara is going to give examples now. Ba'et Pekuddatam. It's talking about the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash. Ba'et Pekuddatam, at the time that God's going to remember them. Yobedu, they're going to be destroyed. Tana. Same thing. The time was destined for Puranut, for bad. Be'et ratzon aniticha. The Prophet Yeshaya says in the Geula, in a favorable time, God says, I'm going to answer you. Tana, Meshum Rabbi Yosef, et mezumenet l'toba. That's a time that was destined from the beginning, that's going to be a good time. But God's going to answer you, and the Mashiach's going to come. U'biyom pokdi u'fakati aleihem hatatam. That's referring to about the Egel. That God says, when I remember, I'm going to always punish you for the golden calf. Tana, Mishum Rabbi Yosef, Eti Mizumenet de Puranut. Ubiyom Pochdi. The day that God punishes us already is destined for bad things from the beginning. Vahi Ba'etahi. Now, interesting. That pasuk, by the way, doesn't say Ba'etahi. But it's Ubiyom Pochdi. On the day. They say that, by the way, that day is Tisha B'Av, that all the Puranut happened to the Jewish people. That's when God declared the Jewish people are going to go to Israel, and the daughter of Edbar is going to die. That's the day that was referring to. Okay. Vayi Ba'etahi was that time. Vayirid Yehuda Me'etahav. And Yehuda, this is what Yehuda, after they sold Yosef, said Yehuda was demoted from his brothers, and he went down. So it says, Tana Meshum Rabbi Yosef, et mezumenet lepuranut. That was a bad time for Yehuda. Because what happened? His two sons died, Eren and Onan, and his daughter-in-law was guilty in Betin, and she was Hayav Serefa. So Ba'etahi, that was a time for Yehuda, at least that was destined for Puranut. Continue with Gemara. Vayelech Rehavam Shechem. This is talking about over here when the kingdom split. So Rehavam went to the city of Shechem. Ki Shechem ba kol Yisrael lamnichoto. They made Rehavam the king over there. Rehavam was the son of Shlomo. Tana, Meshum Rabbi Yosef, Makom mezuman lepuranut b'Shechem. Sorry, Makom mezuman lepuranut. Shechem was a place already throughout history that was destined for trouble. B'Shechem einu dina. That's where dina was violated. B'Shechem machlu Havet Yosef. In Shechem, that's where the brothers sold Yosef. B'Shechem nechleka malchut ben David. And in Shechem, that's where the kingdom of David was split into Malchei Yisrael as well. Okay. V'Yerovam yatza Mirushalayim. We continue in the story of Yerovam ben Nevat. Amar Rabbi Hanina bar Papa. She yatza mipetka shel Yerushalayim. Which means he left the Petka Yerushalayim, he left from being a citizen of Jerusalem, and he went somewhere else. Vayimsa oto achaya shiloni avi baderech, v'hu mitkaseh b'salma chadasha. Same story. Yerovam was intended to become the king. He was wearing a new garment. Ushneim lebadam basadeh. And he met achaya shiloni, the prophet, and they were both alone in the field. Ma'ay b'salma chadasha. The Gemara is asking, what does it mean he was wearing a new garment? Amar Rav Nachman, k'salma chadasha. Ma sama chadasha, en ba shum dofi, just like a new garment has no blemishes, has no defects. After atosh Yerovam, no ayam ba shum dofi. Yerovam ben Nevat was such a great tamid hacham. His Torah had no defects. He had perfect Torah. It's clear. No doubts. Davar acher, Salma chadasha, Yerovam and Achaya, they were gedolim, both of them. Shechidshu devarim shelo shamu ozen me'olam. They said chidushim, no ear ever heard them, like a new garment. Nobody ever saw it. The chidushim were unheard of. Ma'i ushtem debadam basadeh. What does it mean? Both of them were alone in the field. It says they met in the field alone. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Shekol tamidei hachamim domim lefneim ki'asbei hasadeh. All the tamidei hachamim of the generation, compared to Yerovam and Achaya, were like grass. Ki'asbei hasadeh, like the grass in the field, nothing. Vika de'amar, and some say, Shekol ta'amei Torah megulim lehem ki'asadeh. All the secrets of the Torah, all the reasons of the Torah, were revealed to them like a field. Just like a field is in the open, everything was open to them. They knew all the reasons of the entire Torah. Kavzi Gemara continues. The Gemara is going to say now how the Jewish people got punished for going after Yerovam. Just even though God predicted it, that Yerovam is supposed to become the king, the Jewish people didn't know that. And therefore, they get punished for their free will of going after Yerovam and leaving Malchut Beit David. It says, Lachen, Teteni Shiluhim al Moreshet Gat, Bat Achziv Leachzav, the Malche Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Hanina Bar Papa Yitzab Bat Kol Amra, Misharag et the Pelishti. Lahen, David who killed the Pelishti, David killed Goliath. Now, they don't give any respect to that family of David anymore. He saved them when he killed the Pelishti. Misharag et the Pelishti, Vehorish etchem, Gat. And he gave you the city of Gat as a result of it. After David beat Pelishtim, the Jewish people overcame the Pelishtim. What else did they got the city of Gat? They didn't get the city of Gat, literally. It means that they overcame Pelishtim. You owe David. And that's what you do. You leave David's family and you go now to somebody else. Titenu sheluhim lebanav. So it says, you're going to now send his children away? The one that saved you and gave you Gat. Now you're going to send the children away? You're going to send David's grandchild, the Havam, throw them away? So Gemara says, what was the punishment? Bate achziv le'achzav le'malchei Yisrael. Which means the house of the 10 tribes that kizbu, they committed deceit against the family of David. That's bate achziv. The homes of Chazav, that's the 10 tribes, le'achzav. They are going to be given over to Sate Chazav, which is Avodah Zarah. They're going to be given over to the Oved Kukavim. Bate Achziv, that's the 10 tribes, the Achzav, to the Avodah, to the Goyim. They're going to be given over to the Avodah Zarah. Amar Rav Hanina Bar Papa, Kol HaNehene Min HaOlam HaZeh Belo Beracha. Anybody that benefits from this world without making a Beracha, Kilo Gozeh LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's like he's stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Knesset Yisrael, and you're also robbing from the Jewish people. The Knesset Yisrael Shnei Emar Gozel Abi Ve'Emo Ve'Omer En Pasha Haveru Le'Ish Mashchit Ve'En Aviv Ela Kadosh Baruch Hu Shnei Emar Alohu Abicha Kanecha Ve'En Emo Ela Knesset Yisrael Shnei Emar Shema Beni Musar Abicha Vatetosh Torat Emecha. So it says, when a person doesn't make a beracha, it's like he's robbing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's taking from this world without a beracha. So he's like stealing from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu owns the whole world. And he's also stealing from the Jewish people. What is Knesset Yisrael? Because when a person doesn't make a beracha, it causes the products to become cursed. And therefore he's taking away the beracha from the entire Jewish people. It says, not only that, when a person doesn't make a beracha, Haver hu le'ish mashrit. He's a friend of the destructive man. My Haver hu le'ish mashrit. He becomes the best friend of Yerovam, who destroyed and caused the Jewish people to go against God. Why should that be so? Explanation is because just like Yerovam
by him causing the Jewish people to worship Avodah Zarah, he stole the shefa, the influence to come down to Klal Yisrael. There's no more shefa. It was taken away. So too, when a person doesn't make a beracha, he takes away the shefa that's supposed to come down to Klal Yisrael. So he's like, Yerovam ben Nevat. Yerovam ben Nevat, by diverting Klal Yisrael to somewhere else, he moved the shefa away. Similarly, that's what a person happens when he doesn't make a beracha. Comes the Gemara and says, how much Yerovam did? Vayidach Yerovam et Yisrael ma'ahare Hashem ve'hati'am hata'a gedolah. He caused them to sway against God, and he caused them to make a great sin. Amar Rabbi Hanin, kishte maklot amatizot zu et zu. He forced them like two sticks. In those days, let's say a person would take a stick, he'd throw one stick in the air, he'd take the other stick and bang it to send it away against its will. Same thing with Yerovam. It's almost as if he forced the Jewish people. It says, Vayadah. Vayadah was against their will. Maybe they didn't want to worship it. But like two sticks, where you take one stick and you bang the other stick and you send it away, Yerovam did the same thing. He forced the Jewish people. He put pressure on them in order to go worship the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara now goes, we mentioned already the Egel of Yerovam to Agadimia. So now we go back to the original Egel. That's the Egel as I have in the times in the Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked the Jewish people, Beremez, before he died, on the fact that they worshipped the golden calf. So it says in Devarim, Vedi Zahav, that's one of the places that it says Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked the Jewish people. Now the Jewish people, there was no such place as Vedi Zahav, it's not on the map. So the Gemara's Doresh, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he said, Vedi Zahav? Amru Deber Rabbi Yanai. Amar Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Bishvil Kesef Vezahav Sheshpat Alehem Yisrael, Ad Sheyemru Dai, Karam Lehem Na'asot Lehem Elohe Zahav. God, you gave the Jewish people when they left Egypt so much money, so much gold and so much silver, till they said Dai, till they said enough, meaning it was so much. Vedai Zahav, because of the abundance, the overabundance of gold, that caused them to do the Egel. Vedai Zahav. If God wouldn't have told them to take so much gold when they left out of Egypt, could be they wouldn't have worshipped it. And therefore God should have mercy on them. It's not their fault. Mashal, Gemara gives a mashal. En ari dores v'nohem betuch kupas shel tevin. A lion doesn't roar when he's in a cage filled with straw. When does he roar? Ela mitok kupash el basar. That's when he has the ga'ava. When he has meat in his cage, that a lion feels empowered. A lion becomes, he roars, he has ga'ava. You put some straw in his cage, he doesn't get excited. Same thing. Before the Jewish people had the money, so there was no ta'ava for this. All of a sudden you gave them all the gold and silver, they became ga'ava. And then when they worshipped their eggs, that was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to be militioshen on us, to try to be an advocate in order to have a little mercy. Amar Rabbi Yosheya, Ad Yerovam Yisrael Yunkim Me'egel Echad, Mikan Va'ilach Mishnayim U'Shlosha Agalim. Before Yerovam, we only had one Egel. And we were getting punished. Right? All the Averot came from that one Egel. After Yerovam, we had three Egels. The original one, and then the two that Yerovam made. Meaning he doubled our problems. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak, En lecha kol puranut uparanut shebala la'olam, she'en ba'ehad me'asim v'arba'a ve'echnei ha'litra shel egel ha'lishon. She'ne'emar, u'b'yom pokdi, u'fakati aleim chatatam. Yitzhak says, every puranut that comes to the world has a small measure of the punishment of chet ha'egel. Yitzhak says, echad me'asim v'arba'a, 1/24 be'echnei ha'litra ve'litra, comes down, which means in 24 generations from the Egel until the 24th generation, every generation, God gave 1/24 of the punishment of the Egel. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Hanina, Le'achar 24 darot, Nigba Pasukse. After 24 generations, this pasuk was already paid off. But God finished punishing us for the Egel. This is after the destruction of the first temple, the times of Yehezkel. Vayikra be'oznai kol gadol lemor. Karebu pekudot ta'ir. Ve'ish kli mashcheto be'yado. Which means karebu pekudot. Which means already it came close. The day that God said, I'm going to remember you, karebu, it came close already. Which means it's finished. Which means you have to say from the times of the Egel until the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, there must have been 24 generations. Rashi lists you the 24 generations. Read the Rashi in the second column. You see, it says, L'halka Avdala Dorot, in the second column of Rashi, L'ma'aseh Ha'egel, Pasuk Zeh, D'chtiv Be'egel, B'yom Pochdiv, Ha'ka B'meset Kiyah, K'sha'anav Abayir, K'tuv K'arbu P'kudot Ta'ir, K'arav Oto Ma'aseh Sh'ne'emar B'yom Pochdiv, מעשה העגל עצת קייה חבד על הדורות. תבימים נחשון נעשה העגל. נחשון בן עמינדב. He was already, he came out of Egypt. So in נחשון בן עמינדב's time, already the egel was done. So count from נחשון, all the way to סתקייה, you'll see 24 generations. Watch. צא וחשוב, כמה דורות מן נחשון עצת קייה. נחשון, סלמון בנו, בועז בנו, עובד בנו, ישי בנו, דוד בנו, שלמה בנו, רחבעם בנו, אביה בנו, עשה בנו, יושפט בנו, יורם בנו, אחזיה בנו, יואש בנו, אמציה בנו, עוזיה בנו, יותם בנו, אחז בנו, חזקיה בנו, מנשה בנו, עמון בנו, יושיה בנו, יואחז, והוא יקים בניו, ומלכו זה אחר זה, ודור אחד הם, let's consider one generation, ויהויכין בנו של יהויכין, הרי כ"ד. יהויקים לא סיים מלכותו. He was sent to Babel. עם אחרי זה מסגר, והם ניחו סתקייה, דודו במקומו. In the same generation, they put סתקייה, his uncle in charge. ועד כך, לא כך, עשו סתקייה דוד באפי נפשי. דם מלך, ברך בדוד כאן. He was the king in the 24 generation, after they sent יהויקים into exile. So again, 24 generations from נחשון בן עמינדב, all the way to סתקייה, where the temple was destroyed. And that's when the head of the egel was erased. Comes the Gemara and goes back to the story of Yerovam. Achar adavar hazeh lo shav Yerovam midarko ha-ra'ah. Says even after that item, doesn't tell us what the item is, Yerovam still didn't make the shuvah. Gemara says, "My achar, which item? What happened?" Amar Rabbi Abba achar shetifasor kadosh baruch hu Yerovam bebigdo v'amar lo kiviyachol. God took Yerovam by the shirt and he told him, Hazor Becha, just make teshuvah Yerovam. Ve'ani ve'ata u'ben Yishai nitayel b'gan Eden. Me and you and Ben Yishai and David will take a tour of Gan Eden. What does he answer back? Amar lo mi barosh. Who's first? Do I go first on the tour or is Ben Yishai ahead of me? God says Ben Yishai barosh. Ben Yishai goes first. Ziyache, la ba'ina. I'm not interested. The Ga'ava took over Yerovam so much. Rav Aaron Cutler explained in his Gemara that really Yerovam was supposed to go first. As you see, it says Ani ve'ata u'ben Yishai. It says me and you and Ben Yishai. So, what was he asking? Mi barosh. God told you the order. So he wanted to hear it. So he wanted to hear it, so the ga'ava of Yerovam consumed him. So Borei Olam said, that's it. He asked that question, they tested him. He says, Ben Yishai is going to go first. Ben Yishai is going to go first? La ba'ayina. So, aha, la davar hazeh, even after God did all that to him, he still cannot make the shuvah. He became so corrupt from the Avodah Zarah. Comes the Gemara now and says, how the rabbis used to be Doresh. We learned in our Mishnah, there are three kings that in them halek la'olam abba. So Nabi Abu used to give the rashot about these three kings and speak about them in a derogatory way. Well, the Rishayim, you can speak about the Rishayim, you can make a salute on the Rishayim. So Gemara says like this. It's mitzvah to speak stories against the Rishayim. Rabbi Abu avar agid avar kadarish b'shosham melachim. He would give dirashot against the three kings that in them halak lam abba. Halash. One time he got very weak, and he's going to die. Kabil aleh de la darish. So you know what? Maybe it's because I'm being Duresh against these kings. Maybe they makbid on me, and that's why I'm getting sick. So you know what? If I get better, I'm not giving any more derashot on these guys. What happened? Kivan de itbah. Guess what? He got better. Hadar kadarish. He went back to his old ways, giving derashot against the three kings. Amri, so the students told him, lo kabil alach de lo darash behu. You accepted upon yourself not to say derashot against them. What happened to you now? Amar, inu mihadru behu da'ana edar bi. Did they retract that I should retract? They're still the same as Shalim. They didn't make teshuvah, so why should I have to retract also? Why should I stop? They didn't change their ways. They had chances to make teshuvah, like we just saw in the case of Yerubam. Achav had a chance to make teshuvah, Menashe, etc. They didn't make teshuvah, so why should I stop? Mutar to speak about the Rishayim after they're dead, they didn't make the Shuvah, it's Mutar. It's not like Sur. Okay. Rav Ashe, Uke Ashlosha Melachim. Rav Ashe also. When he got to the stories of the three kings that Elam Halak Lam Abba, Amar, he was teaching Sanhedrin, Rav Ashe. When he got to the end of Sanhedrin, he told the students, Lamaha Niftah Behavrin. Tomorrow, we're going to tell stories about our friends. He said it in a sarcastic way. Meaning, the three kings, and the Mahalik Lomabai, Zah, boys, tomorrow you come to the Shi'ur, we're going to talk about the boys, the friends. So, Menashe got offended by that. Menashe was in the Lomabai, wherever he is, upstairs. So he heard him calling him a friend. So I'm your friend? Atam Menashe t'hazele b'halmeh. Menashe came to Rabbi Ashe in a dream. Not only am I not your friend, I'm not even your father's friend, which is one generation before you. You're calling him as if I'm your colleague? So he says, Mehecha ba'ita mishlam motzi. He says, if we're friends, I'm going to ask you one question. When you make that motzi, from which part of the bread do you pull from? Amale lo yadana. So I have no idea, I don't know. Rashi didn't know. Never heard such a halakha. Amale meecha debait la mishnah motzi lo gamir vehavrach karit lan. You don't even know something so basic. Where you pull the bread from the motzi, and you're calling me your friend? What kind of friend is this? Amale agmerali, teach me. Ulmachad darish nale mishemach bepirka. And tomorrow in the shiur, I'll teach the students in your name this halacha. Amale, so Menashe said, meecha dekadim or dekarim bishula, in the place where the fire baked the bread the most well done part of the bread. Amale, so Rav Ashe tells Menashe, Me'achad dehachmitu kulehai, Me'itama kapalchitu l'avodot chrim. You're so smart. You even know such a detail in the halakha. Where do you cut the bread from? You know so much. Why did you worship avodah zarah? What happened to you? Amale, so he tells him, I'avat atam. If you were living in my time, you would have lifted your cloak so you could run faster in order to worship the Avodah Zarah, which means the Yetzirah was so strong in those days for the Avodah Zarah. What do you think? We had a test. Today you don't have that Yetzirah, so you can't relate. So the next day when he got to the Shi'ur, he said, Niftach b'Rabbata. Let me start opening up the Sugyah today with our rabbis. Instead of calling the Menachim his friends, he gave them the kavod of his rabbis. Even though they had a great avonot, but you got to give them the kavod. Because they did have a lot of chokmah in Torah. Now, the Gemara goes back to one of the three kings that we said, that does not have a harik l'alam abba. One of them is called Ahav. Gemara wants to know, where did he get this name from? Ahav, Ah l'shamayim, ve'av l'avodah kukavim. Ah is like, ah, woe to the heavens. Troublemaker with the Avodah Zarah to the heavens. And Avin is a father for Avodah Zarah. Ach l'shamayim d'chtiv. Ach l'sarah yivalid. You see, when it comes to tzarot, you see the word ach. Ach l'sarah. Av l'avodah kukavim. He loved, he was like a father to Avodah Zarah. Like it says in the Pasuk, d'chtiv kerachem av al-banim. You see, a father is rahmanut. In this case, it's a bad rahmanut. Av l'avodah kukavim. He had mercy on the Avodah Zarah. He had compassion on the Avodah Zarah. Vehi anakel lichtob be'atot Yerovam bin Nevat. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Kalot she'asa Ahav kehamorot she'asa Yerovam. The Averot Kalot, the light Averot that Ahav did, were equal to the stringent Averot that Yerovam did. Which means, besides the Egle Zahav that Yerovam did, Ahav was worse. Ahav went and brought Be'alim and Asherot, all other types of Avodah Zarah as well. He added to the Avodah Zarah of Yerovam. Which means, when it says all the other kings after Yerovam that worshipped Avodah Zarah, it says, Losar mikol hatot Yerovam. They did not leave from the sins of Yerovam. Why Yerovam? Why not give the blame to Ahav? Ahav also enhanced Avodah Zarah. Why do you say that they didn't sway from Yerovam's ways? It's like you answered. The Torah says, because he started it. He was the first one to make the kalkul, and therefore, it's on his name. Now the Pasuk says, the Avodah Zarah that the Jewish people worshipped. Gam is behotam ki galim al talme sadai. Amar biyohanan, en lecha kol telem ve telem be'eris Yisrael. Every furrow, or every mountain, every telem, every mound on the fields of Eretz Yisrael, shelo yamid alav Ahav avodah chemish tachavalo. On every mound in Eretz Yisrael, Ahav put a avodah zarah on it, and he bowed to it. That's what says Ibn Hazm. Ki galim al talmei sadai, on the telamim, on the furrows of the field, everyone he put a avodah zarah. Now we learned in the Mishnah that Ahav eno chalek la'olam haba. How do you know? Minalan de lo ate la'alma de ate. How do you know he has no olam haba? Dichtiv, because it says in the Nebu'ah in Melachim, v'chrati le'ahav mashtin bakir. From the house of Ahav, there's not going to be Mashtin Bakir. That's referred to Tamid Hacham, that puts himself into the Chokmah, Mekirot Libo, from his depths of his heart. No more Achalim are going to come out of Ahav's family. Ve'atzur ve'azuv. That's the key. Depressed and abandoned by Israel. Atzur ba'olam hazeh. Ve'azuv. Ne'olam haba. Confined and abandoned. Be'em ba'olam hazeh, be'em ba'olam haba. Amar bi'yohanam. Then Mazakha Omri Malchut. Omri was Ahav's father, which means he wasn't the king. But why from his family, Omri, why did they zochet to be Melech? Actually, he was the king. Him, he had three generations. Him, his son, and his grandson. Why the three generations of Malchut? Who was this Omri? Yosef Krach Ehad Be'eretz Yisrael. He added one city. He annexed it to the land of Israel. Shneemar, ve'ikin et har Shomeron me'et Shemir. He bought the mountain of Shomron from a guy called Shemir. Be'chichraim kesef ve'even et har ve'ikra Shem ha'ira Shemra Shem Shemir Adonai har Shomeron. He was the one that got the Shomron area from a person called Shemir. He named it Shomron after him. So just for annexing a little extra halik to Eretz Yisrael, he has a zechut for Malchut. He gets rewarded for that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ne'emar zecha Ahav l'malchut 22 shana. Why, he was the king for 22 years. Why? Because he kibbel the Torah shenetna be'22 otiyot. Because he respected the Torah that has 22 letters in it. So 22 letters, 22 years. Where do you see that he respected the Torah, Ahav? We worship Avodah Zarah. Shne'emar, this was talking about where Hadad, the king of Aram, he surrounded the Shomron area. Vayishlach malachim el Ahav melech Yisrael ha'ira. So he sent messages to Ahav. Vayomelo ko amar ben Hadar. That's what ben Hadar says. Kaspecha uzavecha lihu v'nashicha v'nei chatuvim lihem. Your money now belongs to me, and your children and your wife are my captives. Anyway, the pasuk continues and says, he says, no problem. Whatever you say, I'll send it to you. So he says, no. Ki im ka'et mahar eshlachat avadai elecha. Hadad, the king of Aram, says, I'm sending my slaves to you tomorrow. V'chpesu et betecha v'et batei avadecha. They're going to search your houses and the house of your slaves. Vayakul mahmad einecha. I want mahmad einecha, the most precious thing to your eyes. Yesimu biyadav v'dakal. I want you to give it to them. Vayomed lemalachim ben adad. So Ahav says to the messengers, Ibru adoni ha-melech, tell the king, kol asher shalachta el avdecha b'rishuna ha'aseh. The first things you ask for, I'll do. You want my wife, you want my children, you want all that? No problem. But to give you Mahmad Ainai, I cannot give you. So what is that? My Mahmad Ainika. Lav Sefer Torah. Must be talking about Sefer Torah. That means, look at that. Ahav, as bad as he was, he did not want to give the Sefer Torah over to the king of Aram. He was giving over his children. But Sefer Torah, no. So because he respected the Sefer Torah, it's given over with 22 letters. So God gave him 22 years of kingdom. The Gemara says, who told you? Maybe he didn't want to give over his Avodah Zarah to the... How do you know Mahmad Einecha is the Sefer Torah? Maybe the precious thing to the eyes of Ahav is his Avodah Zarah that he didn't want to give over. Lo sakadatach. Dikhti vayomeru elav kol hazikinim v'chol ha'am al tishma' v'lo tovim. He went to the elders. And the elders, the zikinim, the hakamim told him, don't listen, don't give it over. That's obvious, the elders are not going to say, don't give over the Avodah Zarah. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah. Who cares about the Avodah Zarah? It must be from the fact that the elders told him, don't give it over. Must be talking about something that is of religious significance. The Gemara says, V'dilma save debahata avu. Which means, who told you these elders were anything? Maybe they were bahata, which is ziknib busha. They were low ziknib nisha'im. Mi lo ketiv, doesn't it say, V'yish l'adavar b'nei avshalom, u'b'nei kol ziknei Yisrael, v'amar av Yosef, saved debahata? When Avshalom rebelled against David, it says he went to the elders. And it says, what type of elders did he go to? The Sha'im. So not always when it says Zikinim, does it mean Zikinim of Hachamim? So maybe he went to the Ziknei Busha, and they told him, yeah, give over the, don't give over the Avodah Zarah. How do you know that Mahmad Einecha is the Sefer Torah? Gemara says, Hatam, by the case of Avshalom, lo keti v'chol ha'am. It just says he went to the Zikinim, it doesn't say v'chol ha'am. Ahab, in the case by Ahab, Ketiv Kol Ha'am. It says he went to all the people. The Eifshad, they don't have Ubehot Tzaddikim. Impossible, there's no Tzaddikim in the whole nation. I mean, the whole nation was corrupt, the whole nation was bad. But the fact is, Bechol Ha'am must mean that there was some Tzaddikim over there. And what did the Tzaddikim tell Ahab? Don't give it over. Don't give what over? Must be the Sefer Torah. Uchtiv. And I'll prove to you that there was Tzaddikim in the times of Ahab. Vesh'alti b'Yisrael. Shivat alafim, kol ha-berkayim asher lo kar'u la-ba'al, lechol ha-peh asher la-shaklo. There were at least 7,000 tzaddikim in Klal Yisrael that did not worship the Baal. And therefore, for sure, they were not going to tell Ahav to go give up the Sefer Torah. There were 7,000 people at least. So that's how you know that it was done in such a way. Baruch Allah, Amen, Amen.